So I'm in my very big, comfortable bed. My alarms are going off on my phone like every 15 minutes, sometimes even every 10 or 5 minutes. I set so many alarms. I'm not waking up to most of them.
That's Medill Junior Bailey Richards. She's had trouble waking up in the morning her entire life.
I snooze them until like the last possible alarm that I could wake up to, and then I'm like, I guess I have to get up.
We've all been there. We hear our alarms go off and hit snooze, or we don't hear any sound at all and sleep right through them. But why is it so hard to get up in the morning? Richards sets upwards of 10 alarms each morning in hopes of waking up to at least one of them.
My sleep schedule is so messed up that I am on the verge of self-sabotage.
Neurology professor Katherine Reed works at the Center for Circadian and Sleep Medicine. She says there's two main reasons it might be hard for you to wake up. The first explanation is that you haven't gotten enough sleep.
Some can be related to behaviors that you do, so staying up too late to binge watch some Netflix show. It could be that you have a job that requires you to be awake at nighttime. It could be that you have a child who is waking up and waking you up.
The second is a little more complicated. Our bodies run on what scientists call a circadian rhythm. This is like a master clock in our brain that controls all the cells in our body. The rhythm affects when our body is ready for us to eat and digest food, and when it's ready for us to go to sleep.
That is why if you are trying to sleep during the day, unless you are really, really tired, it can be difficult. If you're trying to stay awake at nighttime and do various different sorts of tasks, it can be quite hard.
If you're trying to wake up earlier than you normally do, you're essentially disrupting this body-wide clock. This is going to make it even harder for you to get out of bed.
Regularity of your sleep is very important. From day to day, that there is not a lot of variation in your sleep-wake schedule.
The balance of juggling the school newspaper, homework, and different class times each day makes a consistent sleep schedule nearly impossible for Richards. She goes to sleep and wakes up at different times nearly every day. Some days, she's up until as late as 4 in the morning. Sometimes she wakes up at 9:30 a.m. and sometimes she wakes up at 2 p.m.
It looks so different every single day. That really like jacks with my head and with my sleep schedule and with my body.
Disrupted sleep can also take a toll on our mental health. Clinical social worker and therapist Lexi Miller says lack of sleep can impact our mood each day and make us feel more anxious or depressed.
We as a population typically walk around being more sleep deprived than we would want. So around like 10 to 18% of adults falling into that category.
Miller says the reverse is true as well. Mental illnesses like anxiety can cause hyperarousal of our brain that makes it harder to fall asleep. Depression can lead to excessive sleep and make it harder to wake up.
It can sort of feel like which came first, the chicken or the egg? Is our lack of sleep impacting our mental health or is our mental health impacting our sleep? And the research suggests both.
Richards has felt these effects.
I feel horrible about it. Physically, I feel like trash all the time. It's great. Mentally, super duper frustrating. But I'm always just like wondering what my body would be like if it was on 100%.
She isn't sure if her sleep is going to get better in the near future, but she knows her current schedule isn't sustainable.
I can never go to sleep at a normal time, and I can never wake up to my alarms. And I've always been that way, and it's horrible, and I want to change.
For now, she's gonna keep setting alarms. For WNUR News, I'm Delaney Nelson.